The Missing Jewel, an English series for intermediate students. Lesson 5. John Blake wanted a job in a museum. He went to see the director, but he made too many mistakes, so he didn't get the job. While he was phoning his friend, Mary Green, someone broke one of the glass cases and stole a pendant. John heard the glass break and went there. The attendant saw him wave his umbrella. They started to fight. John fell down and banged his head. For a few minutes, he was unconscious. When he woke up, the director was looking at him. John said, "Oh, my head, it aches."
"Oh, my head, it aches."
"You banged it, sir."
"Am I in the museum?"
"Yes, sir, you're in the museum. You banged your head."
"Mr. Blake, you are in trouble."
"Hmm?"
"You are in serious trouble."
"Oh, Bernie."
"I'm sorry I hit you, sir."
"I'm sorry I hit you, too."
"That's all right, sir."
"Come with me, Mr. Blake."
"Oh."
"Wait here, please."
"Wait here?"
"Yes, please."
"My head aches."
"Sit down, then. Sit down." "The police are coming."
"Police?"
"I phoned the police. They are coming."
"Oh. Are they coming soon?"
"They are coming immediately."
"Oh, good."
"Good? You broke that glass, didn't you?"
"Me?"
"Yes, you. You broke the glass case."
"I didn't break the glass case."
"The attendant saw you."
"The attendant didn't see me. I didn't break the glass case. The glass was broken. I found it."
"You waved your umbrella. The attendant saw you."
"I saw the broken glass. Then I waved my umbrella. I waved my umbrella because the glass was broken."
"You hit the attendant."
"The attendant hit me."
"You hit the attendant. Then the attendant hit you."
"He held my arms."
"Why did you hit the attendant?"
"I hit him because he held my arms."
"The attendant held your arms because you waved your umbrella. You waved your umbrella, didn't you?"
"Yes, I waved my umbrella."
"And you broke the case."
"I didn't break the case. Don't you believe me?"
"No, I don't believe you."
The director was sure that John had stolen the pendant. John was in trouble. The director called the police. He wanted to tell them that John stole the pendant. John was in serious trouble. He said, "I didn't break the glass case." But the director didn't believe him. John was telling the truth. He said, "I didn't break the glass case." And that was the truth. He really didn't break the glass case. But the director didn't believe him. John called him a foolish old man. The director wanted John to apologize. He thought that John had stolen the pendant and that he was hiding it. He thought that he had put it somewhere where no one could find it.
"You are hiding the pendant, aren't you?"
"The pendant?"
"Yes. You stole the pendant, didn't you? Now you are hiding it."
"I didn't steal it. And I'm not hiding it."
"I don't believe you."
"I'm telling the truth."
"The police are coming."
"Oh, they are they?"
"Yes, the police are coming."
"Let them come."
"You're a foolish young man."
"And you're a foolish old man."
"Oh, I am, am I?"
"Yes."
"Apologize."
"Apologize?"
"Apologize at once."
"No, you are a foolish old man."
They weren't very polite to each other, were they?
No. But let them quarrel while you... Exercise your English. Exercise 1. Listen to the example.
"The police are coming. Are they coming soon?" "They're coming immediately."
Listen, speak, listen.
"The police are coming. Are they coming soon?" "They're coming immediately."
"The detective's coming.
Is he coming soon?
He's coming immediately.
The doctor's coming.
Is he coming soon?
He's coming immediately.
The ambulance is coming.
Is it coming soon?
It's coming immediately.
Exercise 2. Listen to the example.
Did you break the glass case?
No, it was already broken when I came.
Listen, speak, listen.
Did you break the glass case?
No, it was already broken when I came.
Did you damage the tape recorder?
No, it was already damaged when I came.
Did you wash up the dishes?
No, they were already washed up when I came.
Did you type the application?
No, it was already typed when I came.
And now, let's get back to our story once again. John is in trouble. His head aches, and worse than that, the museum director thinks that he stole the pendant.
Oh, my head. It aches.
You banged it, sir.
Am I in the museum?
Yes, sir. You're in the museum. You banged your head.
Mr. Blake, you are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You are in serious trouble.
Oh, Bernie.
I'm sorry I hit you, sir.
I'm sorry I hit you, too.
That's all right, sir.
Come with me, Mr. Blake.
Oh.
Wait here, please.
Wait here?
Yes, please.
My head aches.
Sit down, then. Sit down. The police are coming.
Police?
I phoned the police. They are coming.
Oh. Are they coming soon?
They are coming immediately.
Oh, good.
Good? You broke that glass, didn't you?
Me?
Yes, you. You broke the glass case.
I didn't break the glass case.
The attendant saw you.
The attendant didn't see me. I didn't break the glass case. The glass was broken. I found it.
You waved your umbrella. The attendant saw you.
I saw the broken glass. Then I waved my umbrella. I waved my umbrella because the glass was broken.
You hit the attendant.
The attendant hit me.
You hit the attendant. Then the attendant hit you.
He held my arms.
Why did you hit the attendant?
I hit him because he held my arms.
The attendant held your arms because you waved your umbrella. You waved your umbrella, didn't you?
Yes, I waved my umbrella.
And you broke the case.
I didn't break the case. Don't you believe me?
No, I don't believe you. You are hiding the pendant, aren't you?
The pendant?
Yes, you stole the pendant, didn't you? Now you're hiding it.
I didn't steal it, and I'm not hiding it.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling the truth.
The police are coming.
Oh, they are they?
Yes, the police are coming.
Let them come.
You're a foolish young man.
And you're a foolish old man.
Oh, I am I?
Yes.
Apologize.
Apologize?
Apologize at once.
No. You are a foolish old man.
The police, sir.
Ah, the police. Send them in.
Will the police discover the truth? Or will they too think that John stole the pendant? Will John be arrested? Listen to the next installment of The Missing Jewel,
an English series for